Greetings to you, beloved brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord for this wonderful day. I trust the Lord. We are getting better in the knowledge of God. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at a topic titled Spirituality versus Religiosity. As we open to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, from verse 1 to 3. O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only will I learn of you: receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? The Lord bless His word in our heart. This church was a church that was saved by grace, but later was influenced by Judaism. What I mean, they were saved by the blood of Jesus, by the finished work of God in Christ Jesus to save man. But later, they were seduced into going to please God, not in trusting in Jesus, but by the law, by the works of the flesh, by self-righteousness. As we look at this topic, I want us to examine ourselves, because one can be born again but has gone into gone back or got influenced by self-righteousness without even knowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Instead of living by grace, one can go into trying to please God by works. Hallelujah. When we talk about spirituality is actually trusting in Jesus and allowing Jesus Christ to be seen in us, allowing God to work on us in order to reveal Jesus. Religiosity is we trying to please God without allowing Him to work through us, and mostly we do that to please ourselves, because we can't please God without Him working through us. Jesus was the manifestation of true spirituality, and the religious people in His own time, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, especially the Pharisees, were the critical expression of what religiosity is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as we proceed, we are going to see some things which we do that actually is not spirituality, but religiosity. Now, who is a religious person? A religious person is one who does things for show off. Is one that try to impress God. Just like what happened in the Garden of Eden, after man fell, man started inventing ways to get connected to God. God has made it that the only way man can walk with him is by walking with God, by trusting in God. God is the only one that can provide the means, can show the man how to please him. Religious people, blessed be the name of the Lord, give when it comes to time of giving. Just like under the law, you find that religious people give not because they fear, they love God, but because of the fear of the punishment. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They give because of the fear of devourer. They give another way because of the rewards. We need to ask ourselves, are we actually working with God, doing God's work, serving God just because of the reward, or because we love Him? Yes, I know we'll be rewarded at the end of our journey if we walk faithfully. But our motive should not be because one day we shall be rewarded. Instead, because we love Him, for He first loved us and He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. So our love for Him should be the driving force of our service. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another thing, religious people love to give openly for others to see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do we give for show off? I remember where we are coming from, where they were asked. Maybe the church has a need. They will ask, how many people can give us, maybe like in Nigeria, we use naira, can give us 1,000 naira, 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira. Let them put their hands up. And you see people raising their hands openly because they are asked. And they will do that just to show off. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People love that. Because sometimes the church use that means to get the money. Because people love that kind of when you ask them in such manner than when they are asked to give secretly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Religious people brag on how gifted they are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just like the believers in Corinth. They were bragging on their gifts. And Paul said to them, if you have this gift, you have revelation, you have this and that, but you have no charity, you are nothing. Charity, agape, is the most important thing. And all these things they were doing, They were doing it without having without having love as a driving force. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another thing, religious people fast for show off. Like most churches, as we are approaching January, you see them declaring 21 days fasting, 30 days fasting. It's good to fast, but should not be for show off. Just for people to know you can fast so long like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They brag on how long they can pray, how long they can fast. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Religious people brag on how much they can evangelize, how often they can evangelize, how bigger they are as a church, and how richer they are. That is religiosity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As believers, we are not expected to behave like that. Another thing, religious people focus on how big is their building. That is, they focus on building the church structure instead of building Christ in the people. And all this is for competition. We need to be very careful, especially as we came out of the denomination. There is a way we can be seduced into trying to weary the people, focusing the people on the church structure building. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The real church is the people. And what we just need is just a comfortable place where we have chairs, the roof to cover, to protect us from the sun, from cold, where at least people can. It's not about how the beauty of the building, but the beauty of Christ and the people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Religious people want people to know how great they are instead of how great God is. We need to be very careful. When God is using us, we can be tempted to take the glory. Let glory and honor be given unto God. We should always know that we can do nothing on our own. It is God that is doing it through us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The higher we go, the higher God uses us, the more the temptation to take the glory. Hallelujah. Religious people try to use their works to please God instead of allowing God to walk through them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In order to please himself through Jesus Christ. That is how God wants us to live. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, he was talking about how though he lives, but it's not he that lives, but Christ living through him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, do you know that even the reward God is going to reward us is still him that has done the work? He is going to reward us, but just for allowing him to walk through us. It's just by grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Religious people always want people to prove, that is, they want to prove how better they are. Blessed be the name of the Lord, than others. And do you know why? Because of how they put more effort. And because it's their effort, yes, they should brag. But God does not want it to be that way. God wants to empty us to a point that when He finishes work, we'll be humble enough to say that He is the one that have done the work. That is why, for God to be glorified in our life, He brings us to a point of emptiness. We need to be nothing for Him to be be manifested through us. That is why He brings us to a place of shaking. He brings us to a place where we lose all that we brag on. Christ can never be manifested, can never be glorified in our life until we are empty of ourselves. And it's not going to be easy. Most of those shakings we have, we pray for God to take it off, but because of His love, because of what He wants to achieve, we find out that He can answer us in any when we pray on any other thing except on those things that He desires to do in our life, which we see as attack from the enemy. So, beloved, it's not everything that happened to us that is actually from Satan. Though Satan is used by God, but by the permission of God in order to beautify us with Himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Religious people always, they brag on how connected they are to so-called big ministers, just like the Pharisees could brag on how connected they are to Moses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They brag on that they brag on their connections. They brag on how popular they are. God is expecting us to be humble. He's expecting us to be spiritual. He's expecting us to be full of Christ, to be full of agape, as we could see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 4 to 7 or 8, where Paul was talking about charity, does not puff off, does not, all this, humility. When we are full of charity, there will not be competition, there will not be, we esteem one another above ourselves, who lay down our lives for one another. That's true spirituality. I believe and I pray that God will finish what He has started in our life. Only we are expected to surrender. I pray God continue to work on us until the beauty of Jesus is seen in us. God bless you richly, beloved saints of God. I ask for your prayers for myself and for His ministers, for His church, for us to continue to move on, trusting in Jesus. The Lord bless us richly, endow us with more grace until we one day meet him face to face to the glory of God. The Lord bless you richly. Shalom.